でした。
I'm very sorry that I kept you a little bit waiting. I was just finishing, let me say, chanting on the beat those who receive the sacred initiation today. I'm very happy that we can have so many devotees here who support those who take the initiation with that. Well wishes and their good wishes, really. I think the initiation is always, let me say, it has two aspects. One is the aspect which many of the devotees who take initiations are very much concerned with. It is official recognition and welcome within the ancient Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. It is made official. They are now connected. They are part of this wonderful school. They have the full blessings of all those great souls who came before them, all these great saints who had the parampara. That's one aspect, an official recognition and connection. But the second aspect is also something which I always want to emphasize. Initiation means something like a beginning. You say, thank you very much, Hare Krishna. You initiate something, that is, you start something. The initiation, in a way, is not the end station of our spiritual life. Finally, I'm initiated. It is really a start of a more committed spiritual life. So, for that, the devotees need blessings. Those who are getting initiation need support for that. No? We all know who are initiated and who are walking on the path of Krishna consciousness. We know that, yes, there are challenges on this path, there are difficulties, mostly those who come from our own impurities, and determination is there. The sacred initiation will only work when there are two working during the initiation and after the initiation. The guru and the disciple, they have to work together. It's not that the guru does everything, nor is it that the disciple does everything. They give their best and then Krishna blesses this whole effort. I'm very happy that the devotees who will take sacred initiations are very qualified in my eyes. I have become very careful to accept new disciples, in fact, very careful based on my experiences, and they are well qualified, they are tested, their qualification has been tested, and I think they are very, very, very qualified, and I request all of you to bless these devotees with your good wishes so that they can be successful in fulfilling the aim of the human form of life, that is to become full of love of Godhead and go back to Godhead. Good. We have our Ramananda Gopal. I've done a few initiations with him. He's very close to my heart and very thank you that you have again agreed to be our priest. So I think I will hand over to you now. You please guide us through the ceremony and tell us what to do at which stage.
Well, first of all, the
I'm grateful that you gave me this service again. Very happy to be always part of your initiation. It's always a very spiritual moment and you accept new disciples. And first of all, we will have purification with Archman that we will do together. And then please, everybody should exchange the Kandi Malas to get 3 rounds of Kandi Malas. Should get 3 rounds of Kandi Malas. Maybe you gave everybody, if everybody has some, who is ready to exchange in a second. Okay, if not, then please do it now. And then we have a little talk, a little speech of His Holiness Satchinanda Swami, who explains a little bit more about the importance of initiation and especially about avoiding the 10 offenses and chanting the holy name. And then we, the new disciples, they will receive the new name, make the obeisances, and will promise in front of Maharaj, the deities, and the Prabhupada, and all the assembled devotees will promise what they want to follow, the life long. Mm-hmm. And then we have concluding a fire yagya where we open the, where we try to invite and please our Guru Parampara by making offerings, oblations of ghee, and all of you offer cranes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let me just check this. All of those who are getting initiation, do you have Kanti Malas? If not, we can see in the shop or. No, I know some of you are a little nervous. You have Kanti Malas? You have? Todor? Someone should maybe, some friend of Todor, you can try it around. You already have, Ekanti already have, you have? Some other tea, please tie it around. Aha, not now.
No, we just make
it. Aha, not now.
But some have it already, so let's do it now. Some have already, so.
Oh, beautiful. It's more beautiful.
Okay, so everybody has Kandi Malas now? Oh, still working? Mm-hmm. Do I have? Mm-hmm. Not open. Not open.
I always feel, please continue to help him. I always feel when we are participating in the yagya, like we are seeing, watching everything. I always take it as a moment with Srila Prabhupada. I'm thinking how I was initiated, how I made my first steps in Krishna consciousness. And I go back to Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet and renew my commitment. In other words, I really feel during this ceremony, which is a very sacred ceremony, it's not only the new initiates who benefit, but all of us who participate. They can watch and they can pray to Srila Prabhupada, their own spiritual masters. And in this way, profit tremendously from this. Right, everyone has their Kanti Malas now? Fine.
okay, now we make Ajman ceremony. It's became common ISKCON that we do this purification ceremony 3 times. So whatever we have, of course, this wonderful plastic spoons. So we all take the spoon in our left hand and drop in our right hand some drops of water. Look into it. Oh, sorry. We start with something else. We start with a mantra. And please repeat. Om.
Om.
Look into the drops and chant Om Keshavaya Namaha. Purify it. Put some drops in your hand and drop it on the floor. Om Narayana Namaha.
Om Narayana Namaha.
Purify it. And then third time.
Om Madhavaya Namaha.
Okay, thank you.
Om.
Om.
Pavitra.
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 Savavastam.
Sukado
piva.
Yasmare.
Unarikaksham.
Unarikaksham.
Sa.
Paya.
Chanted, it's the meaning just that you can meditate upon it. It's whatever pure or impure or having passed through all conditions of material life, if one can remember the lotus-eyed Krishna, he becomes externally and internally clean. So now we change the mothers already and now we wait for some enlightening words from Maharaj.
Und im Anschluss daran dann diese Promises und die Beats, oder? Ja, gut. Hare Krishna, I would like to read to you a verse from the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, which we found today on the mobile phone. Where is it? We put it?
Yes.
It describes a little bit the meaning of initiation and talks about the guru and the disciple, because after all initiation has these two elements, the guru and the disciple. Thank you. The Sanskrit is Tasmat Gurum Prapatyeta Nikyasam Shreya Uttama Shapte Pare Chanishnatam Brahmanyupashamashrayam. Therefore, any person who seriously desires real happiness must seek a bona fide spiritual master and take shelter of him by initiation. The qualification of the bona fide guru is that he has realized the conclusions of the scriptures by deliberation and is able to convince others of these conclusions. Such great personalities who have taken shelter of the Supreme Godhead, leaving aside all material considerations, should be understood to be bona fide spiritual masters. So the verse basically tells us that if we are serious to find real happiness, we need to take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master by initiation, and in this way it can progress. Sometimes devotees ask nowadays, I chant before initiation, I follow the principles before the initiation, I believe in Krishna before the initiation, I do service before the initiation, and after initiation everything is the same. So why take an initiation? No? This question is there. An answer to this question is that with the sacred initiation, a connection is made. A sambandha, an official welcoming in a divine school which emanates from Lord Krishna, sampradaya we call it, a parampara we call it, and with that acceptance, or let us say with that Aufnahme, we are received in that, we have more support than what we had before. We have personal guidance in difficult questions of life, where it's hard to see right from wrong, and we have this this support. It is said that Krishna is difficult to attain, but he is attained by those souls who come in contact in this world with his devotees, and they serve his devotees, and in this way they serve Krishna. Krishna becomes very, very, very grateful and accepts these new souls who have come in contact with his devotees on an equal level. He says, these are not my people. So that is there. Of course, in the scriptures it also says when someone just chants Hare Krishna, then Krishna also says, he's my person. The holy name is very, very merciful, and we cannot underestimate him. And it says, you to chant Hare Krishna, you do not require a spiritual master. But this entering the sampradaya, connecting, gives us an additional help and an additional security, which is very important when we want to go and find real happiness with Krishna. I have what we also do when we take sacred initiations, we join something like a mission, a divine mission. The parampara is really a divine mission to reclaim or bring back fallen souls from this world. I do know how Prabhupada said on the during the initiation, he said, I'm depending on you now, turn first new disciples, to assist Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission for saving humankind. So that is also there. The process which is explained or which is given in the first initiation is rather simple. Chant at least 16 rounds daily. This is a very important commitment, and Krishna becomes really impressed by someone who keeps the commitment. I know many of my disciples who are sitting in the room are not careful enough in completing 16 good rounds, not where they avoid consciously in their life the 10 offenses. And this is a thing of growing concern for me, to see this negligence and carelessness which comes from not being spiritually really enlivened and inspired enough. But if you can take shelter in the holy name, that is much better if you cannot do it. Much better. Prabhupada would talk about the importance of the Hare Krishna mantra like this. When the Hare Krishna mantra vibrates on your tongue and you are hearing attentively, then your consciousness becomes clear, all Krishna conscious. And there is no question of Maya or hazy consciousness. When the vibration is on your tongue and you hear that vibration, my dear devotees, then you can see things as they are. And Prabhupada says, then your consciousness becomes clear of Krishna conscious, and there is no question of Maya or hazy consciousness. And he would often give an example for this. He said, when light comes into darkness, they come together, then the darkness cannot stay before the light. So whenever you are in consciousness of Krishna, then then Krishna is there and Maya cannot stay. Now the challenge, my dear devotees, is to chant really with a deep abiding sense of taste. Mechanical chanting and offensive chanting will not really bring you that relish of the holy name, and Maya will not leave you when you chant like this. But if you give your best in chanting, avoiding carefully, first of all you need to understand what are the 10 offenses, and then you need to avoid them. If you work on this level, the holy name is so wonderful and it is so merciful, and you feel so blissful during chanting and especially after chanting. I must admit to you this, when I speak to so many devotees and have not a minute time and I have to go very late to bed to do everything, then I'm sometimes thinking, so strenuous, why do I have to work so hard? I'm now so old, why still so much hard work? And my mind rebels. But then I chanted this morning, and now I feel so blissful and so transcendentally inspired, because Krishna is really there when we chant like this, and then the darkness of Maya, or the darkness of this unwellness goes. But it's really like Prabhupada says, it's not just some words, it really works. But you must learn to avoid the 10 offenses. Let us see if we together can come up with what is the first offense. I'm asking all the learned Vaishnavas. Sadhu Ninda, those Vaishnavas who have taken share. Yes, to offend the devotees who are engaged in spreading the holy name. What is the second offense? Yeah, I knew you would have to study this more carefully. My dear devotees, initiation ceremony is dangerous also for those who come. I might hit my finger on some wounds, some open wounds. You are not taking this serious enough, and therefore you are not experiencing the divine transcendental happiness of Krishna consciousness. This is very, very, very important. We need to see that the process is really understood by us. And Prabhupada gave this analogy, this example once. I so much appreciate it. There was someone who wanted to cook his rice. He had a pot and a tripod. There was three poles like this, and the fire was down here, and he was putting the pot, hanging the pot down, but the chain was too high, so the pot was too far away from the fire, and therefore it, even after 1 week of supplying fire, the rice did not get cooked. So after sometimes 20 years of practicing Krishna consciousness, you don't experience the fruits of Krishna consciousness. It means your pot hangs too high. You have to know to bring it closer to the fire. You have to know to bring it, how to bring it to the process so that it really works for you. And it's not just, otherwise this spiritual movement will degenerated to a religious movement. You know, there's some understanding, some sense of belonging, but no deep spiritual experience. So the 10 offenses to be avoided, I would request all of you to help me. It is first, we must avoid to offend Vaishnavas. The second is we should know that Lord Krishna is the Supreme, and all other devatas or all other mighty personalities are only his servants. The third, we should not equate the holy name the holy name of Krishna and Krishna with any other devata. The third is what? Disobey the orders of the spiritual master. The fourth, acoustically here, please. I think you said it. Yes, you need the mother, the spiritual master or the spiritual teachers like the father, but can there be birth of a new child without the mother? Father is not enough. So the scriptures need to be studied regularly, our knowledge needs to be increased, and we neglect reading the Bhagavatam. That is not the right way. Then the fifth is to see the holy name and as an image, the glories of the holy name. To see that they are an exaggeration. And the sixth, I'm sorry, your language is very
mundane.
To give some mundane interpretation. The seventh is that's a very strong one. To commit sinful activities and think, I'm chanting, it will be all right. The holy name will make good. The eighth is something I think which is difficult to do in the West. To consider it like a mundane activity, like to help me progress in karma kanda activities. The ninth,
to preach.
Yeah, it's there are two aspects to this: to preach the glories of the holy name to people who are really will be agitated and to chant inattentively. It's somehow it's together. And the tenth is the most difficult, I find, to maintain material attachments and to still stay on the material level of I and mine, although we have heard so many instructions to the opposite. It means really to still think I'm the body and the mind, which most of us do. And then it doesn't really come through the power, but as we patiently work on trying our best to bring these mighty offenses down, the holy name is also pleased with us. Oh, they're trying, and he will give us his extra strength and mercy to overcome it. Good. As I said in the beginning, my dear devotees who are participating in this initiation ceremony, this ceremony has something to do with you. Either you have taken initiation and can take your initiation more serious, or you are planning to take initiation. I see two devotees from London who are already seeing everything, because in a week or so they will be initiated in the manner. So please see all this and be here with your full attention so that you can learn how to apply the process. This is such a simple example, but it is so true that you try to cook and your pot is not close enough to the fire. You can try to cook for 10,000 light years, you will never come to the result. So if you chant and you don't work on avoiding the offenses, they are very intricate. They are very, very, let me say, they point out areas where we need to work on. And this will take a little time. If you can do this, my dear devotees, please believe me. If you just try your best, stop, you should get up after this initiation and say, I don't want to be so dull any longer in my spiritual life. I want to understand how it works. And then just try. At that moment, Krishna, in the form of the holy name, will help you. And you will be amazed. Even though you are not perfect in reaching the goals, if Krishna sees someone is sincerely trying, he will for sure help. He will for sure help you. Another thing which we must do in order to make this initiation work, we must follow the regulative principles with determination. That will keep you from attachment to Maya by Krishna's grace. No? Then you give these four rules and regulations, that you will be tested at times, but you must try to follow with determination, and by Krishna's grace you will overcome Maya. Srila Prabhupada saw great potential when he gave the holy name during the sacred initiation and also before. He understood if someone works patiently on his relationship with the holy name, he will pass through the stage of offensive chanting to the stage where it really works, it clears his heart, the chanting, that's when you consciously try to avoid offenses. At that time, your heart is more and more cleansed. It really works. There's a power working on you. And then finally, you chant on the level of Shodhanam, it's described, where Krishna reveals himself in the holy name. First a little, and then again and again, and then always. Hare Krishna. So, by chanting, Prabhupada saw this potential. His disciples, or anyone, could directly associate with God. He once said in Geneva, I believe, I'm pretty sure, that to chant means to keep Krishna in the heart always. Krishna. One thing which I would like to recommend to you from my own experience, if you so wish, my own realizations in Krishna consciousness. It's something personal, because we are in such a personal company here. I must admit to you something. I did not want to join the Hare Krishna movement because the devotees were from a different background and had different, were just so different. I was very young, they were quite old, and I did not fit really. Made it a point from the beginning to read regularly transcriptions of Srila Prabhupada's lectures. I liked his lectures very much, and they were available in the form of transcriptions. And as I read on and on, and every free minute I was reading, I understood here is a great, great devotee of Krishna, Srila Prabhupada. And he very mercifully gives a road. A road means a process whereby one can contact Krishna. I could see that really. I could feel this, and I thought, yes. Although it will be difficult for me to practice in a movement. I'm convinced of Srila Prabhupada and the process, so let me try for 1 year and see if I can survive, basically. And it worked very well, and well. And I became inspired by this idea of the ISKCON movement, that is to do good for others, to benefit it by spreading the glories of the holy name. And I could totally agree with. Yes, that is what I want to also do. I not only want to become Krishna conscious myself, I sincerely want to help people to become Krishna conscious. So I joined the movement, the mission really. I was immediately out on the streets and translating and preaching and like this. I had always either no or little contact with organizational matters. I was just trying to use my energy in helping others, because I could understand this is what purifies me. This is good. I believe let my arrogance will go, my heart will be purified, and so on. So yes. And this was one thing, and the other thing is I later understood very much that the process to go back home to God and or to associate with God in Kali Yuga is the chanting of the holy name. This also I understood, this is what Prabhupada gave us, and that's what I like to do in my life. I'm very, some of you know, I'm very convinced of the holy name. I like very much chanting, although I'm not very good in it, but I like. That's what I can also, let me say, dafür kann ich einstehen. That is what I can give, that is what I can help others, that's what I absolutely am convinced of. And I would be very happy if I find help amongst my disciples in this great mission and so on. And yes, I wish you all the best really in your relationship with the Holy Name. Krishna. Now we will take the risk of initiating. Hare Krishna. Again, it is a project which needs all your support. This is the back to God. It's not. It's the highest result. One professor told me recently, "Do you know your movement is not ordinary? It is extraordinary. It is based on the understanding that we are eternal souls, servants of God, and it helps you to go back to Godhead. My God, where do we find this? Where do we find this unique?" So I will now. Is my man here?
Yes, I'm here.
Good. Please bring the bag. We will now proceed to give the beads. Please give me first from Bhakti Dario.
That was his wife.
Hey. Next one. Didn't touch. No. So, Bhakti Dario. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. What are the rules? Non carne, non uova, non pesce, non intossicanti, non sesso illecito e non gioco d'azzardo. Cantare 16, minimo 16 giri di dei, yeah. Rispettare Kadachi e tutte le feste di Vaishnava.
Belle! Your name is Dayanath. Please translate. Dayanath means the Lord of Mercy. Name of Krishna.
Dayanath.
Yes, Dayanath.
Thank you very much.
Next one is Ginta.
Are you going to when you make obeisance, you should come from this side and make with your feet in direction of this door. You should come to the right side.
This way?
Yes, so otherwise it's feet open.
Yeah, oh yeah. Head, toe, to this.
Maybe no, here from.
Wie genau?
Come from this.
Like this.
And so, yeah.
Thank you. My body is understanding everything very quickly. So, back to Gintas. Maybe here? Yes? Like? No, please tell us.
No,
obeisance is always like this, not with the feet towards power. Thank you.
Good. What are the four rules in the relationship with the Gintas?
We chant daily at least 16 rounds on beats, not a mantra, Hare Krishna. Mm-hmm. And I vow to avoid meat eating, fish, and text. Mm-hmm. And no gambling, mm-hmm. no intoxication, mm-hmm. no illicit sex.
Good. Good. Mm-hmm.
So they are only the most ecstatic name. Your name is Nritya Gopal Das. Gintas is one. Oh, thank you. Gintas is one of the organizers of a beautiful festival, the Baltic Festival in a country to remember this.
Lithuania.
Very good. That's wonderful. Seva there is a very gentle heart, very intelligent person. The name Nritya Gopal. Nritya means to dance. Gopal, the best dancer. That doesn't mean that you are trying to learn Bharatanatyam also. We are always the das, the servant of that. Nritya Gopal. We will put the sheet of paper with the names on the door, and then you can scribe. write. Good. Now I request Bhakti Igor to come forward.
Yes, in the morning.
Your good name is the best name. Govinda Haridas. Thank you.
Yeah.
This is a good time to be moved in the world. Please sit down. I know Govinda Hari for a long, long time. I was many years his guest. Whenever I came to Belgrade, he gave me selflessly his nice apartment where I had many programs and received many nice devotees that, and preached. He is a producer and a filmman. He's very well known in Belgrade as for a series which everyone looked at, TV series, for a long time. And he's now a professor of film. He teaches how to make films in Prague, isn't it?
Yes.
At the university. He teaches young people how to use the film camera and produce films. And as a professor, we have to be quite respectful. And he's a very nice and committed devotee. Over the many years, he's, as you can see, not 18 years old. He's a little elderly, but very committed over the years, and good friend of Mark Vamuni and the Serbian devotees, and assists in the summer camp. Very nice jewel, a very nice jewel in Srila Prabhupada's movement, like Dayanat. Dayanat, who couldn't love Dayanat, and Maritya Gopal, very nice Vaishnava. It's very honored to assist you all in Krishna consciousness. Yes, our next devotee is Bhakta Sergei. Next, this is my. Krishna. Yes, Bhakta Sergei.
What are the four rules and regulations which you will keep?
Four relative principles. No meditating, no intoxication, no gambling, and no illicit sex.
How many rounds will you chant each day?
At least 16 rounds a day.
Very good. Very good.
Actually, I want to do one additional of reading at least one verse of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita each day.
Good. That's very good. Your good name is Sudarshan Das. Thank you very much. Sudarshan has come with his good wife Rima. Please come. And daughter Yashoda. Small Yashoda is there. Your name is Rama Priya Devidasi.
thank you. Oh, Yashoda. Mother, father. There's something about these names. One really prays to the Lord that He gives one the right inspiration, because after all, the name is carrying the whole name and the whole life. And when I read your name, Rima, I was thinking, it's Rama. No, no, it's Rima. And Rama Priya. Rama is the goddess of fortunates, the eternal Shri. And you are very dear to her, the servant of Lord Narayan in Vaikuntha, but also it's the name of Srimati Radharani. So you have a wonderful name, Hare Krishna. And I so much appreciate it. Your Yashoda is so peaceful. Wonderful. Hare Krishna. So Mia, so much Mia. Now we will request our Bhakti Toya to come forward.
Hare Krishna.
So please tell me.
My boss are not taking intoxication. Meat, elixirs, and gambling.
Yes. How many rounds do you change?
At least 60.
At least 60. Wonderful. Your good name is best name? Taruna Krishna. Thank you very much. Tarun Krishna. This is the name of Krishna. It means the young Lord Krishna. Very sweet, very Tarun. It's a very... Tarun Krishna is associated with wonderful devotees and, I mean, a wonderful initiator. How to become Govinda Rama, or what was it? That what the two brothers do?
Vita Rama,
yes, Vita Rama, where they do tremendous preaching, and Tarun Krishna is using yoga. He's a yoga teacher. If you feel, you also should now start some exercise in your life. I am the Jesus, the Jews of the Holy Name. See, it's a rain of the Holy Name. Really working. So Tarun Krishna is really assisting the preaching in many, many ways. He went with another disciple of mine to a yoga school, a very qualified yoga school, where the traditional yoga philosophy is taught. He survived all the Mayavadi informations. to bring this into Krishna consciousness. And I want to show you Tarun Krishna while you're here. In the Bhagavatam, Lord Kapila, how he explained the yoga system. It's amazing. It's the same as Patanjali, or Patanjali is doing this same. I want to show you maybe that Mrigena, our philosopher, you can come. I want to show you. So, Natalia, now is your time. She's a wonderful devotee of the Lord and has a very, very nice heart. And yeah, it's coming from the area of Ukraine. And name. Is of course the name of Ganga Devi. Ganga is known to keep herself always pure and untouched, whatever is going on in the life of Ganga. Sometimes people I saw, they bring bags of garbage and put it in the Ganga. Ganga Devi is not influenced. She remains very pure and very dynamic. This woman grows with so much strength. There is a Vaishnavi called Ganga Mata Goswamini who became a leader during her time. A leader of Vaishnavas. She became like this. So, your name is Gangam Mata Devi Dasi. We wish you all the best. My dear devotees, I want to now request all of you to go in your heart, collect the best wishes which you can find there, and then give them to these young devotees so that the advance very nicely in Krishna consciousness. Okay, start now. Look at the wishes. Gaura Premanandi. Hare Krishna. There are also devotees who receive second initiation. This Madhava Priya Devi Dasi, very nice devotee from Italy. Okay. I'm surprised to see her good husband there as well. That is. He also wants the blessings. And they do things together. That's very, very, very nice. And then Ekanti Devi Dasi will also receive second initiations. What we will do is, after this ceremony, we will go. Vasudev, if you can please also come. to my room and I will give you the Gayatri mantras in the room. After some little debate, then this is over here. Fine. Krishna. I will not speak anything more except for this one little paragraph. My dear devotees, giving this sacred initiation to such wonderful devotees as this time, it is a great honor for me, really. I am myself not considering myself very advanced in Krishna consciousness, but I seriously try. But I know that you have been accepted by the Sampradaya, by the line, by Srila Prabhupada, who wanted that this goes on. And yes, if I can help you in any way, I'm committed to do this. Very nice for me to see. And I really feel, I should say this, I really know that this works. I really can see here that in my function of sitting here and acting as your spiritual master, I'm just a humble instrument. I can feel, you know, when the instrument feels, when the master takes it by the hand and uses it like a hammer, it feels that a hammer, at least a sensitive hammer, can feel that. So in the same way, I always feel during this initiation, there's special mercy of Prabhupada coming through me, and it's like a stream. It puts order into my thoughts and is really directs them towards the ultimate goal of life. I really feel something is coming, and that's why I have faith, very great faith, that this process will work. But I cannot tire to encourage you. You have to do your part also so that it works. Mm-hmm. This is important. Okay, you are our official photographer. So, good. Now we will go to Ramananda Gopal. Please guide us what we should do now.
Well, I make the fire now with your all blessings, and for this we do some ceremony, some worship of the fire, and invoking the fire, of course, and chant some mantras, and for this maybe we have a little bhajan in the meantime till everything is ready. Hari Om Sahana Vatu Sahana Vatu Sahana Vyarantara Vahari Vecha Sinagari Tamasama Vrikshara Hari Om Shanti 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 Guru Shanti